about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. Welcome back, guys, to the Dr. Dahlia Show. How's your week been? Right? Not too shabby? All right. Yes and no. I didn't fight with my husband all week pretty good. Yeah, I know. Woo, sometimes I really let him have it. Staff did a phenomenal job. Some patients were a little bit grumpy. You know, we had some grumpy patients. Guess we got a little busy. But other than that, I would say a pretty positive week. I hope you guys had that. Not too positive for some people. Apparently, there's an airline where the pilots, two pilots had to be suspended because they left the cockpit to take a nap, threw the plane on autopilot, and made sure that the flight attendants knew how to fly before they decided to go sleepy-poo. All right? We also have, unfortunately, a lawsuit going on with Toys R Us in a Massachusetts, I don't know if it's a water slide. You know those air slides, those air blow-up slides? Apparently it deflated at the tail end when a kid was coming down it. Not a pretty picture. Testicular cancer appears to be on the rise in U.S., especially among Hispanic men. So testicular cancer, you can say testicular cancer on the rise because it's not the testicle that rises. I know y'all thought that was a pretty cute pun. No, it's just, you know, los testículos. We've got to talk about that. And it looks like many of us are ending up in the hospital because of our Ambien. Apparently, Ambien-related ER visits are up 220%. I always thought 100% was the max, but I guess 220%, that's a lot of numbers. So I guess let's do our math. If there's 10 ER visits and then it goes up 100%, that would be 10. So that'd be 20 ER visits, but 200% would be up another 20 plus 20% of that, which would be 2. So that'd be 32. See, 32 compared to 10, that's, yeah, not too shabby. We should really work on some math on this show. All right, and then it looks like half of all Americans over age 14 ate at McDonald's last month. Really? Half of us ate at McDonald's. And I have to admit, I think I went to McDonald's once during the month of March. Just once. I don't like milkshakes. I think I wanted like a little hamburger. You know? Yeah, I know. Not too good. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments, your critiques, your compliments. Or you just want to call in and say Dr. Dahlia is the bomb. No, not Dr. Dahlia Show does not bomb. No, that's not allowed. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, this was a very interesting study that came out. They say mild hyperthyroidism tied to higher death risk. I hate these headlines. Sometimes the headlines are so boring in the way they use all the words. You gotta, you know, snag people with the headline. Just like that testicular cancer on the rise, that snags you a little bit. But mild hyperthyroidism tied to higher death risk is like, huh? Why don't they just say if your thyroid's kind of high, it could kill you? Just say that. I don't really understand who's writing these articles. But those of you that may have mild hyperthyroidism may be at increased risk of death from cardiovascular disease. Now, what is hyperthyroidism? Anybody? I'm waiting for you to answer. Hyperthyroidism, where the thyroid's a little hyper. Yeah, kind of over exudes thyroid hormone, seeps out. Thyroid, it's kind of juicy. I call a lot of organs juicy on my show. Thyroid, I don't think is as juicy as like a pancreas is. Pancreas is very juicy because it has a lot of enzymes and stuff. I've never eaten pancreas. I know some of you. What's eating pancreas called? Sweetbread, right? Yeah, that was a mind blow. My grandma's like, eat some sweetbread. So I'm thinking it's some sort of a bakery, you know, cookie type cake. And then I find out it was pancreas, almost dropped dead from shock. Anyway, hyperthyroidism, the thyroid gland releases too much thyroid hormone. Now, what does high thyroid do? I'm tired of the rhetorical questions. I'm just going to tell you, it's not like you can answer back.
That would stink. If I could hear the voices, if I hear you guys answer back, that'd be pretty scary because I know what some of you say about my show. High thyroid, you could have high blood pressure, you could have low blood pressure. You could have increased weight, you could have increased anxiety. Your hair sometimes grows pretty quickly. Well, this Denmark study, 6,200 people in Denmark were diagnosed with subclinical hyperthyroidism. Now, what does that mean? That means the doctor can tell on the blood work you're hyperthyroid or on some tests, but you aren't eliciting the symptoms, you know, like the exophthalmos where the eyes look kind of bulgy, etc. And they found that 706 deaths among people with subclinical hyperthyroidism, 15% of that could be attributed to the thyroid condition. This is just too much math for me. They're boring me now. All right, so what should we take from this study so I don't have to read it anymore to you guys? What we should take is if you have something that's mildly off, okay, just get it looked at. I'm not saying you have to have a full-blown thyroidectomy for crying out loud or go through all the, you know, the weeks of therapy. But if a doctor says, you know, your thyroid's kind of high, just, you know, get it checked out. Maybe have the endocrinologist take a look at you, et cetera. I hate seeing patients that come into me years later having a problem that could have been addressed 5-6 years ago. But, I mean, it wasn't that big a deal then, and, you know, it kind of got blown off. Or they had an HMO, so the doctors weren't allowed to go and look at it, you know, more thoroughly. Now, some of you write me very confused that your doctor's wrong. Your TSH was low, and you were diagnosed with high thyroid. Do you need to get a new doctor? No. We've explained that. The TSH number that the doctor or the medical provider runs on the blood test is the thyroid stimulating hormone from the brain. So that hormone is supposed to signal the thyroid by your neck to wake up and do what it has to do. If your TSH is really, really low, it means there's too much thyroid circulating around your body, so the brain is trying to kind of, you know, lay off the signal. So it's an inverse proportion. Same thing with TSH being high. If your TSH is being high, that means your thyroid is too low and the brain is trying to scream at it to wake the hell up. So it's an inverse proportion. But you know what? That's what I'm here for. Anytime you guys have questions on your lab test, run it by me. You could send me an email. You could use a fake name if you're worried about privacy issues. And I'll tell you what I think. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Pilots going sleepy sleep in the middle of a flight. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Plus, order today and you're automatically entered for a chance to win an amazing trip for mom. 3 lucky grand prize winners and a guest will be whisked away to your choice of Paris, Napa, or St. Thomas. Just go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. 100 colorful blooms for mom, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase for only $19.99. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday, and if you order this week, you're entered for a chance to win a trip for mom to an incredible destination. The only way to get this amazing deal and be entered to win the trip of a lifetime is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or over. Restrictions apply. See rules of website for details.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Show 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel. I think we got somebody new working the dials. I know. Honestly, whoever gets in trouble during the week gets stuck doing my show on the weekend. All right. Yeah. Somebody's assigned to do my show Monday through Friday every day of the week. And so Saturday, you'd think everybody would want a break. All right. But, you know, cut him some slack. It's not his fault he got busted. Has to now run the show on the weekend. He's a good guy. Big thanks to Talk Superstation, XM Satellite, KDWN, and all our other affiliates that tune in from coast to coast. Thank you guys so much. Brian writes, Doctor, please translate, what does a doctor mean by a little off, unquote. My cholesterol was 50 points off, and he didn't do nothing. But my creatinine, he means, was off by a 0.1 microgram, and he freaks out that I have kidney cancer. What's up with that? I know, that's tough. Okay. Big difference between 50 points of cholesterol and a 0.1 of creatinine. Yeah, that's a tough one. I hear you. All right. Yeah, if your creatinine goes from 1 to 2, all right, which is a marker of kidney health.
not so much cancer. I wouldn't freak out that you have kidney cancer. I would be more concerned about your kidney function. Creatinine is something your kidneys are supposed to filter. And if it starts to augment or increase in the blood, then we worry that your kidneys aren't filtering. So let's say you went up from 1 to 2. That would scare us a little bit. Yet your cholesterol going from 200 to 201, we don't pay it any mind. You know, it's apples and oranges, basically. You know, just like potassium. If your potassium should be around 4, you know, anywhere between 3.5 and 4.3, and then let's say your potassium goes up to 4.9, yeah, we'll freak out. That's kind of a lot, depending on what's measured, all right? You know, yet cholesterol, you know, your cholesterol could go up from 200 to 220, and the doctor will tell you, diet, exercise, or maybe they'll consider a medication, but they aren't going to panic as much as some of the more micro-type calculations and measurements of your other salts. So when a doctor says you're a little off, it's supposed to imply you're a little off based on the reference range of that value. So let's say some of you guys are taking hydrochlorothiazide, which is a water pill, right? I see some of you trying to call in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Many of you are on hydrochlorothiazide. It's a water pill. I call it a water pill, but it's a diuretic. Helps lower blood pressure, helps augment the efficacy of some of your blood pressure medication. And the water pill can cause you to urinate more. When you urinate more, what happens? Wife yells about cleaning the seat. True. But also, you could lose your potassium. And if you lose your potassium, listen, I live in a house full of boys. Man, I tell you, never a dry seat in that house. Always wiping down everything. That's why women learn to stand when they pee, when they live with a whole bunch of guys in the house. You know that. Women don't really admit that. You never see that on TV. But if you live in a house full of men, you eventually, as a woman, need to turn to standing to pee because you do not want to sit on that toilet. You're sick of it. And, you know, I know everybody says, well, Dahlia, you should be telling the guys in your house to lift the toilet seat. Oh, no. I never tell them to lift the toilet seat because my lovely boys and men decide to keep the seat up. So when I get up at 2 in the morning to have to go pee, I fall into the toilet. I would rather the seat be down, completely smothered in urine, than me blowing a back disc, falling into a toilet. I'm not stupid. All right, where were we going with this? Hydrochlorothiazide. Okay, so hydrochlorothiazide. Hey, I'm transitioning pretty damn well. I just have to loop back around. When you urinate more, you lose potassium. If you lose potassium, some of you whose potassium was kind of hovering around the fours may drop a little bit to the upper threes. So your doctor may then say, or your medical provider, PA nurse practitioner, may say, you know, your potassium's just a little low. By a little low, it means within the range. If your potassium drops to 2.9, they're going to say it's a lot of low. Right? And that's how some of us talk. It's a lot of low. Yeah. All right. Got that? Now, let's say your cholesterol should be about maybe 180, 190, under the 200. You jump up to 220, and I know that your dad had a heart attack. I'm going to say that's a lot of high. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, speaking of high up, see, I transitioned there. I went from high potassium to now high airlines. Excellent. Good. Okay, an Air India flight traveling from Bangkok to New Delhi seemed to be a very interesting flight when both pilots, they were carrying 166 passengers, left a flight attendant in charge so they could go to business class and do some sleepy sleep. They put the flight on autopilot. The pilot allegedly asked the flight attendants if they knew how to fly, and then they rested up and went sleepy sleep. Four crew members have been suspended as the Aviation Authority launches a probe. It was an A320. Apparently what happened is they had to rush back and seize controls of the A320 after one of them accidentally turned off the autopilot setting. Are you kidding me?
This is ridiculous. According to sources, BK Sony and co-pilot Ravinda Nath napped in business class. I don't know if they used a pillow or blanket. They got all nice and cuddly, leaving flight attendants Kanika Kala and Jay Bott in charge of the plane. A senior member of the cabin crew witnessed the entire drama and brought the matter to the notice of airlines management. There's a Directorate General of Civil Aviation, probably equates to one of our SARs. And he started to probe into the incident. An Air India official admits the cockpit was in air hostess control for 20 minutes. Sources say 40, but Director General of Civil Aviation Arun Mishra has said that the air hostesses stayed in the cockpit for a larger part of a three-hour flight. They are allowed in the cockpit, flight attendants, but only to serve a cup of tea or a snack. Looks like they should have given these pilots some tea a little sooner. Now, I've always wanted to go into the cockpit. I think a cockpit of a plane is one of the sexiest parts of the plane, much more than the lavatory. And I think all those buttons are really cool. There's something about buttons. I just think a cockpit is cool. You got all the buttons, and you got the bleepy lights, and then you got a couple handsome pilots sitting there. I could hang out, with the pilots all day. And maybe that's what happened. Maybe one of the flight attendants was like, hi. And they were like, you know what? If you're going to be here, we might as well go and take a nap. See ya. Speaking of flights, can I just make a shout out to the Israelis, right, for taking matters into their own hands with Syria while Obama is still sitting on his thumbs? Apparently, Israeli warplanes struck weapons inside Syria that were bound for the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah. Right. The attack took place yesterday, and the concern over Syria's chemical warfare that they have planned and them using chemicals has been a concern of Israel. Israel intelligence has been sharing with American intelligence what's, been going on in the scoop. I think Obama claimed there was going to be a red line, and if Syria went over the red line, there was going to be poop to pay. And then I guess Americans, Chuck Hagel, said, yeah, we got proof there's chemicals, and nothing's really happening with the red line. My guess is they're moving the red line out just a little bit more. And, what I've always said is let Israel do what they do best. They handle these things, and unfortunately they haven't been able to handle these things because America puts too much pressure on them. And might I just give a big thank you to Israel? Just, if somebody wants to use chemical warfare on us, the sarin gas, which is some pretty nasty, deadly stuff, if they know where it is and they can knock it out of the ballpark, great. God bless them. Godspeed. I can't stand how weak our country is looking right now. Horribly weak. I guess they're still fighting for lack of deportation of illegal immigrants. All right. If anybody wants to come to this country, I'd love to have you. Great. Love to have you. Wonderful. But become a citizen or pay taxes or, help defend our country. But no freeloaders, please. All right? We got to stay strong. And right now we look weak, extremely weak. All right, don't go away. We're going to be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. When we come back, we're going to talk about these Ambien admissions to the ER. People taking Ambien, the sleeping pill, or the generic Zolpidem, and they're winding up in the ER. Why? What's going on? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guys foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We also have an iPhone app. We have an Android app for free. You could listen anytime. I understand many of you are trying to get the show Monday through Friday, but you're at work, yet the boss is never around, so you think you could hook up and listen to the show? Fine by me. Just don't get fired. Yeah, iPhone app, Android app, or you could go online to the drdahlia.com website, drdahlia.com, and then you could hook up there and listen on demand. Whew. All right. So, Ambien and Zolpidem, probably one of the most popular drugs of the 2000s when it came out, and one of the most popular drugs even now. Just as popular as Viagra. I would probably say Ambien, Viagra, Z-Pak, and Lipitor. Monster drugs. Very well used, very well prescribed. Doctors are very, very comfortable with it. But we're starting to get a little uneasy when we hear of all these emergency room visits. Now, what is happening when people take these medications? Well, first, Ambien, the reason why Ambien became so popular is because you don't get the hangover effect like you do if you take, let's say, a Tylenol PM. Tylenol PM is Tylenol with Benadryl. Right, diphenhydramine, acetaminophen and diphenhydramine. And Benadryl, it's a great antihistamine. It helps with itches. It helps with hives. It makes you sleepy. But you are dragging the next day. Then you have the benzodiazepines, like your Valium, your Xanax, your you also have your antidepressants and your sleeping pills and your trazodone. And these things, they also give you that hungover feeling, make you sleepy. Ambien has a very quick half-life. It works very quickly. And when you wake up in the morning, you are up and at 'em. So Ambien has been a very effective medication for people that didn't want to feel drugged, didn't want to fail a drug test at work because benzodiazepines show up on a drug test. They didn't want to get pulled over for a DUI. It's a very, very well-used medication, although some states are going to probably adopt if Ambien is in your system. When you have a car accident, you will be prosecuted as DUI. Now, with that, Ambien having such a short half-life, sometimes it works too quickly. So for years, we've heard of cases where people are sleepwalking, they're getting up, but they are completely awake, so they're in one of their cycles of sleep, and then they take their kids to school, or they go downstairs and eat, or they go out to the car and sit in the car, and, you know, some pretty scary stuff. I mean, imagine if you have a car in a garage, and you decide to go into your car, you turn the car on, and you do decide to fall back asleep. The carbon monoxide poisoning could kill you. Now, I'm not saying that just with Ambien. I mean, that could happen with anything. But since Ambien is so widely used, we're obviously seeing more and more of emergency room issues that appear to be blamed on Ambien. Now, what are people coming into the ER with? Hallucinations, some of them paranoia, some of them drowsiness, some of them confusion. Some of these are people who fell down the stairs because they were sleepwalking. Or, now, usually sleepwalkers are really good about not hurting themselves too much when they sleepwalk. They really know the area they live in, etc. But people still hurt themselves. So what do you do? Now, I never really liked seniors being on Ambien. I always got extremely nervous with Ambien because I didn't think Ambien would do the trick enough to the degree that we needed it. It's very difficult when you try to, as a medical provider, help your senior sleep, okay? Nobody wants to overdose grandma or grandpa on a sleeping pill, but you also don't want to underdose. You want to make sure they're in bed and they stay in bed and they don't wander around because they're half asleep. So Ambien originally was the drug of choice for your seniors because it didn't overdose anybody. It was a very, you could in mild doses put grandma or grandpa to sleep if they needed a sleeping pill. Then I got a little nervous when I started to hear that people were getting up in the middle of the night. So, you know, if the sleeping pill is light, and many of us as we age, we got to get up in the middle of the night to pee and empty our bladder. Well, now you're getting up and you're, you know, semi-sleepwalking, semi-awake walking. So they say 60% of these ER admissions were mixing the drug with another medication, like a pain reliever or an antidepressant. The other 40%, it was just Ambien only. Now, I always tell people, if you are taking Ambien, do not take it with your Xanax. I can't stand it, and I apologize if any of my patients are listening, but I cannot stand it when you ask me for your Xanax refill and your Ambien refill. And for many of you pharmacists that work in the Las Vegas area, you see what I do on my prescription. Usually with controlled substances, you have to have them on separate prescription papers. I purposely combine them with big, huge arrows saying do not mix, because I am so gosh darn mad that you guys are taking both medications. And I'm really bothered by that. And some of you will be like, well, then why the heck do they need both medications? If Xanax is a sedative and Ambien is a sedative,
they should only need one or the other. Well, that's what I tell my patients. I tell them that. You ain't lying. I tell them that. But you know what they tell me? They tell me, doctor, I'm using my Xanax in the morning. Why in God's heaven are you taking Xanax in the morning? Oh, doctor, it doesn't make you sleepy. I don't get sleepy on Xanax. I take Xanax to go to work, and then I take the Ambien to go to sleep. Now, in the 60s, you used to take an upper to go to work and then a downer to go to sleep. Now, they're taking a downer to go to work and another downer, although we don't really call Ambien a downer. None of you should be taking Xanax during the daylight hours. Just because you don't feel sleepy doesn't mean it's not impairing you. And if you get into a car accident with Xanax on board, you could be prosecuted. It's not anything to play with. I can't stand you guys arguing with me. Dahlia, give me the Xanax. I just take it during the day to handle the anxiety. Then no, your anxiety is not being properly managed. Let's put you on something that manages the anxiety. Now, mind you, I don't mind you guys taking a Valium or a Xanax or a clonazepam if, you know, somebody died in the family. And now you have to deal with the funeral. You have to deal with, you know, the family coming in. You have to deal with all the grieving, you know, friends and relatives. Okay, I understand. You need Xanax for that. Or every now and then you have some stress. You're going through a divorce. You're going through in-laws coming into town. You need a Valium, Xanax, whatever, once in a blue moon. I don't have a problem with that. But if you start to notice that you're taking a Xanax 3-4 times a week, to me, that means your medical provider needs to switch you to something that handles your anxiety better. Now, usually you'll argue with me and say, no, doctor, no. I don't want to take a medicine every day. That's why I'm taking the Xanax. Well, if you're already at 4 times a week with your Xanax, and that's just 4 pills. That's not talking about morning, noon, and night. Okay, you're already close to an everyday medicine as it is. What makes you think popping Xanax is healthier than popping an anti-anxiety medicine or an SSRI? What makes you think one is healthier than the other? Now, I understand Xanax is cheap. I understand many of you are used to taking it. It's kind of scary to try a new medicine. I get that. But we're having too much impairment go on. Whether it's you ending up in the ER, etc. I know we started this article talking about Ambien. But I bring this up because if 60% of this 220% rise in ER visits is because you're mixing it with another medicine, I will put my money on that you guys are mixing it with some Xanax. That's a no-no. You know, when Heath Ledger died, we really don't know what he took that day in terms of quantity, but we do know he had some Valium, he had pain pills, and then he took an Ambien at night. Not to mention maybe a glass or two of alcohol. That's most of your guys' daily regimen. You wake up in the morning, you're stiff, you're sore, so you take a Lortab. You eat your breakfast, you're on your way to work, you're nervous about what's happening with work, so you pop a Xanax. You have some alcohol with dinner, and then you take an Ambien to go to sleep at night. You know, that regimen could still kill you. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, So I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, testicular cancer is on the rise, especially in Hispanic men. The numbers of cases continue to climb slowly but steadily in the U.S. Now, usually testicular cancer hits white men more than any of their ethnic colleagues, but with this big increase in Hispanic men, they're trying to, you know, let us doctors know to screen everybody. Well, you know, here's the problem with screening. Okay, we're not supposed to screen. Okay, it doesn't really jive with Obamacare in terms of saving money. Right? The American Urological Association, you know, a whole bunch of urologists. I dig the urologists. I think they're cool.
But they came out yesterday saying, nah, you don't have to screen for prostate cancer, right, before age 55, which is something I need to, you know, I have a big beef with. Got to be careful with all the terms I'm using as we talk about things below the belt. But, you know, so we're not supposed to screen for testicular cancer. But I do, and how I urge screening or recommend screening for testicular cancers, I tell all men, all right, who are anywhere between the age of 12 and 70 to check your testicles. Most men do. That's without saying. But check, and what you're looking for is something that's non-tender, a little hard, stop the giggling, people. Let me get through this in one piece. Like a little not firm, hard, little tumor. You know what? If you guys are going to be that immature, can I get through this? Testicular cancer is usually some sort of a mass that could be on the testicle, non-painful. It's firm, hard, and doesn't move. Okay, so if you feel something that doesn't feel right, get it checked out. Okay? Testicular cancer can kill. The problem with testicular cancer, it's known as the young man's cancer. Half the cases affect men between 20 and 34, but the problem is older men and kids don't think they could get it. You know, and again, a lot of people, they're so embarrassed about their bodies and they don't like to touch or know themselves, which really blows me away. I mean, if I ask somebody, do you have blood in the stool? They're like, huh? Who looks at their poop? Please. You should be looking at your poop. If you look at what goes into your body, you might as well look at what goes out. And unfortunately, you got these 12, 13-year-old, 14-year-old kids that, you know, think it's bad, think it's taboo, and they don't know what's going on down there. And it's not like mom can. You know, I mean, I got two boys. If I brought that up, going, all right, time to check the testicles, then, you know, run from the house screaming. So I don't do it, so I let their doctor do it. Well, many of you guys don't take your 12, 13-year-old boy into the doctor because they've already had their vaccines, right, prior to kindergarten. Many of them don't need any boosters until middle school, high school. So nobody's really getting their testicles checked. So my suggestion is, whether you're Hispanic or not, to make sure that you instruct your boys, instruct your men to check their testicles. If there's something that doesn't seem right, have them go and check it out. If they're too embarrassed to go to their doctor, then find somebody that they're not embarrassed to go to. Usually the urologist. I love the urologist. They have an ultrasound. A lot of times in their office, they could take the ultrasound, take a look, see what that lump is. And if they say, oh, it's just a cyst, or it's just a hydrocele, a pocket of fluid, or a varicocele from some of the veins, or it's part of your epididymis, then that so they'd probably say, eso no es nada, no problema, okay? Regresa en dos semanas, something like that, okay? So get yourselves checked. Not too bad a thing to do. Now, what do you guys do with this PSA recommendation that came out saying don't even screen? Now, these are the urologists. I mean, where I'm having a big problem with this is the urologist made the last firm, erect stand against this whole blowing off of the PSA coming from the sequela of Obamacare. Urologists stood strong and erect against the idea to blow this off. And now they're going limp. And isn't that good? I know, I'm brilliant. Okay, now they're going limp, saying, you know what, you don't have to screen until they're 55 years old. So where are the urologists getting this number? Now, first of all, the urologists are the guys that deal with the penis, deal with the prostate, deal with the bladder, deal with the ureters, deal with the kidneys. Some of you are confused because you've asked your nephrologist, your kidney doctor, to check your prostate while he's there, and he wouldn't do it. That's because your nephrologist deals with kidney function. Your urologist deals with kidney anatomy, kidney stones, kidney tumors, etc. So the urologists are the ones that see prostate cancer all the time. So I understand the American Urology Association. I get that. You know, I get that where they'll say, okay, look, you know, this is when we see prostate cancer. Yeah, you know, usually by 55 to the 60s is where we see it. Okay, but this is where I'm coming from as a little old family doctor. As a family doctor, what I've noticed is if we run the baseline PSAs, which originally was their recommendation, the urologist taught us that, okay, the bean guys taught us that,
you check the PSA in their 40s. If it goes up after a few years, something's going on. Catch it early. When you catch cancer early, the treatments aren't as radical, such as a radical prostatectomy. Maybe the robot only needs to use one finger instead of all five. That's how I look at it. So if somebody says, Dahlia, screen me for prostate cancer, I'll say, sounds good. You're 44. Let's run a baseline PSA, see where you're at. If your PSA is under 1, I could probably, just watch it for a few years. If your PSA is over 1, I'd say let's recheck you in 6 months to a year and see if it's rising. If it's rising, sit down with the urologist, have a good heart-to-heart talk, see what he thinks. If the urologist says I'll watch you, or if the urologist says maybe we'll try an antibiotic, or if the urologist says let's biopsy, we leave it up to him or her. Not as many female urologists as they are male. And we go from there. I mean, why not? But to wait till something could be maybe stage 2, and I've seen people with prostate cancer, by the time we find it, yeah, it's more advanced. Why? Because we waited. I don't like to wait. I like to give you the option. Now, keep in mind, once we have recommendations from the task force or from the American Urological Association or from your mother, whatever, and insurance companies will try to then follow suit and go, look, if I don't have to screen till 55, we don't have to pay for that test when you're 54. So keep in mind, there's going to be a lot of things you're going to have to pay cash for. You'll have to come out of your pocket for it if you want. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Speaking of coming out of pocket, kind of is cheap to eat at McDonald's. So I'm not shocked that half of Americans who were over the age of 14 ate at McDonald's during the month of March. Half of all Americans. Apparently they beat out Walmart, Walgreens, and Target. I don't really go to McDonald's much more, but if I want something quick and small, I'll go and get like a little Happy Meal. I need a Happy Meal for my son, and then I eat it myself. I got to watch the calories, right? It's all about nutrition. But they say 49% of Americans ate at McDonald's. Now, I get why, okay? I mean, they are kind of tasty, and it's cheap, okay? How many times do you go to the grocery store going, I'm going to cook dinner, and you walk out of there spending $150? All right, and you think, well, that's okay, it's food for the week. No, it's not. It's not food for the week. You make a dinner out of it. You try to make a second dinner. The kids complain it's leftovers, and you could have easily gotten off cheap with fast food. Now, I don't want you eating fast food. But the reason why more people are not eating, healthy is because it's cheaper. In this recession, depression, whatever the hell we're still in, it's cheaper to eat fast food. So if we don't come up with inexpensive ideas to eat healthy, that tastes good, that's quick and fast, and could be eaten in your car on the way to work, no wonder fast food is going to do as well. These fast food chains are going to do as well as they do, and no wonder people are still driven to them. All right? Woo! I got through without stuttering, and I only mentioned Obamacare 5 times. Not too bad. All right, guys, remember, our show is live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Pacific time every single day. Tune in. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Be safe and God bless.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.